The Patrick administration announced this week that $3.17 million in funding administered by the Department of Early Education and Care has been awarded to the state's five educator and provider support networks. Each network is regionally based and involves local partners, including colleges and universities, Head Start programs, public schools, and other community-based organizations. EEC Acting Commissioner Tom Weber said that in order to enhance early education and close achievement gaps, in addition to expanding access, strengthening the workforce needs to be part of the equation.
It's been a very prominent goal of the Patrick administration to not only provide greater access to early education opportunities, but to enhance the quality of early education opportunities. And nothing is more critical to the quality enhancement work than ensuring that we have the strongest possible workforce in early education and care.
Weber said that by strengthening the workforce, it will also assist early education and care programs obtain accreditation.
One of the things that accreditors look at is the quality of the workforce within a program. And we know that having a high quality workforce really gives us a positive impact on children.
Joanne Gravel is the program coordinator at the Center for Child Care Careers at the Worcester-based Family Services of Central Massachusetts, the program that is overseeing the EPS grant for the central part of the state. Gravel said that workers in early childhood education and care often don't hold degrees.
We have many people who have experience working with young children, but who may not have formal education. And so we are trying to create career pathways and opportunities for our workforce to become better qualified to support our young citizens on their path of learning and knowledge.
Gravel said that the grants provide the EPS network with the ability to subsidize coursework at local colleges for low-income early childhood workers to get them back to school or put them on a path toward a degree. Gravel also said that the funding helps with workforce development for programs with low-income and at-risk children, but it's also often the workers themselves who come from disadvantaged backgrounds.
So, you know, this is going to help them, and it's going to help the children in their care, and it's going to help their families, and it's a great investment in the future of our country and our state.
The EPS grants in other regions will be overseen by North Shore Community College in Danvers, Child Development and Education, Inc. in Brockton, Action for Boston Community Development, Inc., and the Preschool Enrichment Team in Springfield. Commissioner Weber again.
The research and the data are compelling. They tell us that the brain development of a child really is almost complete by the time the child reaches the age of five. So our ability to provide professionals who are working with those children with the skills that they need and the resources that they need will have an enormous impact and have terrific educational benefits on children.
The EPS networks are funded through the fiscal year 2014 budget. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.